Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and...
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the guy who's responsible for that site. If you like it, you can thank me. If you don't like it, you can tell my folks about it. This is their fault. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. Jeff Zabar is here. Jeff, what else is on your mind today? By the way, Jeff.
Well, I got to tell you, we have trying to stay organized, trying to stay on top of things, trying to figure out the best way to make things happen. But I got to tell you, the organization for me leads to truly better development of my day and productivity in my day. And
it's amazing how much of a time thief disorganization can be, isn't it?
It's an absolute time thief.
It's the most frustrating thing.
It's a thief.
Other than, I won't talk about what those other things are that frustrate me, but because they get me in a lot of trouble. But it's the most frustrating thing in my professional world is, and I've figured out a way to work around a lot of it, but it still creates a problem for me. And
it's tough.
You think I would have learned by now. What is it about it that why do we wind up letting ourselves live with this?
Well, I think part of the issue is, and we all lament it, the flood of information that we get. A generation ago, half a generation ago, email was not as prevalent in our lives. So we received.
I don't know where. Oh, listen, email is a savior for me. I don't even want to think about where I would. Email is not my problem. I promise you, I don't even want to think about where I would be. I mean, I hear a lot of people saying email. Blah blah blah. You know what? Email is one of my saviors.
I would agree with you, except that it's another avenue of inbound information that needs to be dealt with.
Thank God that I'm getting that information by email. Because what's weird?
Right.
I'm pretty darn organized with my email client.
Right.
My electronic world is pretty darn organized. I love that part of it. Do you have that situation?
Well, I believe that, between I use Gmail, and we've had this conversation before, use Gmail, and the ability to search, use the search function. I wish I had a buck for every time I conducted a search, even a quarter. For every time I conducted a search in the course of a day, if you could track that, if you had a little baseball, like a ticker, like for not.
I just used it. I just sent you something I searched for.
Absolutely. And the ability to search. I mean, email is only as organized as you make it. So, for example, I know people who leave every email in the inbox. Okay. Wrong.
Thousands.
I mean, I've given presentations on this where you say, look, there's a reason, again, like we said, there's a reason that file folders come in boxes of 100 or, 50 or more. There's a reason there is the ability, whether it's in Outlook, whether it's AOL mail, whether it's Gmail, there's a reason that you're allowed to or enabled to make folders in your email client. Mm-hmm. It's because projects I may work on with Jim Blasingame should be in a folder called either Jim Blasingame or Small Business Advocate
or the great one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The great one. Him, that guy over there. Uh-huh. So I have that for every client. And bigger clients have more folders. I have one client who I do about a half dozen different types of projects
I for. Wish everything that I did, every I wish everything that I, every phone call, every everything I did, I could manage with email. That's how much I love email.
Well, I got to tell you that
People tell me, here's my number, here's my phone number, here's my address, whatever. You know what I tell them when I'm on the phone? I say, here's my email address. Would you mind sending me that? Because if I get it in my email, I'm golden.
Well, I wrote something on my Facebook, Chief Home Officer, my Facebook fan page, like 2 weeks ago. I said, with something like Gmail, I no longer need a contact manager. Because if someone sends me an email and it includes their address, I have Gmail wherever I go on my handheld, and it's always on my desktop. So while it might be wiser to import that stuff, if this guy who I interview once for a story, he's not worthy of being in my full-on database, But if I know that I interviewed him and I remember his name or a category, which I can add to, you know, the email that he sends me, I might resend that email and put some category ticklers in there. If I go search for it in Gmail, it'll always be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a big believer in you needing sort of, you know, the gold mine or the ACT database as much as you just need a good searchable email system so that you can find that person. If I need somebody who's an expert in this, that, or the other, and I've emailed them or contacted them before, I know they're out
so
there.
So basically, we're talking about, you know, we're talking about organization, folks, and we're talking about the different tools that you can use. Jeff's given us some good ideas on this, but I'll tell you, you can't have my email because and I hear people railing against email, or I hear people having a hard time getting organized with email. Isn't it kind of strange that I have a hard time getting my physical world organized, but I don't have a problem with electronic? I don't know what that is. That's something.
That's just, you've evolved far beyond the rest of us.
I guess
troglodytes are like paces behind you.
Well, I mean, duh, Jeff. I mean,
like, duh.
I mean, tell us something we didn't already know. Hey, Jeff, give us your website again, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Thank you, Jeff, for being here. Folks, also, Jeff has deposited lots of words of wisdom with us over the years, and you can find those at my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can type his name into my search engine on the website, and you'll find all the stuff that he has there. Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Jeff Zabar, we'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.